Today on the Church Next podcast, we are going to talk about spiritual direction. Some of you out there may have experience with spiritual direction, and some of you may be new to the subject. It's an age-old practice led by a spiritual director. On today's podcast, spiritual director Michelle Dayton discusses contemporary spiritual direction, what it is and is not, what it can do, and what methods people use in practicing it. Hello and welcome back. I'm Carrie Graves with Church Next. Today we'll hear from Michelle Dayton, spiritual director and trainer of spiritual directors. She is also priest in charge at Trinity Episcopal Church, Newark, Ohio, and served as a doctor in emergency medicine for 20 years before beginning full-time ministry. Our podcasts are curated from our online learning library at churchnext.tv. Learn more about us there. If you'd like to support us, please consider a monthly subscription. That will give you access to all of our individual online classes. Your generosity helps us produce digital experiences that help shape disciples. Christian spiritual direction dates as far back as the 4th and 5th century desert fathers and mothers, whom early Christians petitioned for spiritual guidance. Saint Benedict codified the spiritual mentoring of novices by older, more experienced monks into his rule. Spiritual direction became a key feature in monastic life. For centuries, Christians have offered each other directed spiritual guidance. In the mid-20th century, developments in psychology and counseling, combined with growing parishioner needs for individualized spiritual guidance, led to a resurgence of interest in spiritual direction and a change in the ways in which Christians practice this discipline. According to Spiritual Directors International, it is easier to describe what spiritual direction does than what it is. And Michelle takes it a step farther to say that it's easier to describe what spiritual direction is not. It is not counseling, psychotherapy, coaching, problem solving, or developing strategies designed to achieve particular end goals. Let's hear from Michelle in more detail about what spiritual direction is, listening to another person's spiritual story, helping another person find holy patterns in day-to-day experiences, and working with another person to help them invite the Holy Spirit to take a meaningful role in their life.
Spiritual direction is an ancient practice, actually, and I've always felt that it's a bit of a misnomer, because when I think of a director in a play or a movie, a director is one who tells people what to do, how to speak, where to move. And yet a spiritual director is much more about being hospitable, helping an individual to notice the movement and action of God in their own life. It's an invitation to the Holy Spirit to quicken in someone, what is God doing? Where is the gift? Sometimes I think it's easier to talk about what spiritual direction is not. It is not counseling. It is not an answer to people's problems. It is much more about questions than about answers. One of the beautiful things about spiritual direction is it is a long walk together. When someone is in spiritual direction, their director has a sense of holding that person in their heart in prayer all through the journey. Spiritual direction in general happens about once a month, so that there is time for someone to notice what God is doing. It's also not psychotherapy. Though healing may happen, mostly it's about listening. Listening to someone's story and listening to where Where did God show up? Where is God showing up? So often, we are so focused on the minutiae. We get focused on the bark on one tree right in front of our noses. And a spiritual director helps us step back and take a larger view and notice over time what's been the rhythm of God. What is the divine invitation for right now? And sometimes to help discern what's the next step? What's the new invitation and the new place that God wants to take us? It's critical for both the person directing and the person being directed to always be willing to rely on God and to listen, not to come up with answers or strategies. So it's not like coaching. Professional coaching invites people to come up with three strategies and what are five ways in the next month that you are going to. It's not like that at all. And it's not about homework and assignments and you must. It is much more a long journey. So rather than saying, oh, now I've been directed, so now I'm more spiritual, it's what's new today? How do I notice God in the washing of dishes, in the drive to work, in the face of the person across from me at the dinner table? The purpose is a deepening awareness of God in our lives, in our surroundings, certainly in the Bible, in our spiritual practices, in worship. But most of all, it's in the mundane. We categorize our lives as sometimes sacred and secular. Spiritual direction reminds us that it's all sacred, that everything is holy, since it's all been created by God.
There are several approaches to spiritual direction, including meeting one-on-one with a director, meeting in groups, and going on spiritual direction retreats. Today we'll hear from Michelle on these methods that are used to engage spiritual direction and the role spiritual directors and co-participants play in relation to people seeking spiritual direction.
There are different methods of spiritual direction. There's one-on-one spiritual direction, which is the most common. Sometimes one might book a retreat at a monastery and sign up for it to be a directed retreat where one meets with a spiritual director. More commonly, we meet with our spiritual directors over years. And depending on your particular tradition, will help sort of set the boundaries and the way spiritual direction will be, whether you start with prayer, with silence, which is in fact prayer, how the hour goes. It's not an epic experience. It's generally an hour at a time. And that's enough. Another aspect of spiritual direction is group spiritual direction, which can be incredibly powerful. Often, we are such individuals and so individualistic, we think, oh, wow, I can hear God. Yes, absolutely. All of us are created in the image of the divine. So all of us can hear God. But what happens so often is we get caught up in our own filters. we hear our present through our past. And so it shows up in our future sort of distorted. When we sit with someone else, they come from a different paradigm. They have a different point of view. Even if you are standing right next to each other on the edge of the Grand Canyon, you each have a different point of view. You see different things. You see it because of the angle you're looking. You see it because of what just happened in the conversation 5 minutes ago. And so being with someone else who also is absolutely relying on God and committing to listen to God, to be a co-listener with you, opens up so many more possibilities. Both spiritual director and the one being directed are committed to rely on God's leading, to not come up with their own brilliant ideas about what would work better, what someone should do. I think we have all had the experience of just needing to offload some encounter, some negative experience, and we're sitting with friends or colleagues, and no sooner do we finish our story than all of a sudden people start giving us advice. That is not necessarily healthy or holy. Spiritual direction is not about advice. Even in group spiritual direction, though there's a facilitator in the initial meetings, the two or three people that sit with a person being directed all listen. They listen to the person's story, and they listen with that person to their story and listen to God. And then in silence, they notice what the person said. What might God be saying? And even in that context, there's no coaching. There's way more questions than there are ever answers in spiritual direction, whether it's individual or group. The vistas are much larger when we invite another perspective. And though, yes, we are born alone, we live alone, we die alone, but for God.
Spiritual direction comes from an ancient tradition of spiritual mentoring, but in the mid-20th century, interest in psychology and counseling fostered a new focus on individualized spiritual exploration with mentors, particularly in the Catholic and Anglican churches. Today's spiritual direction follows patterns established during that time. Let's hear from Michelle on what to expect in a spiritual direction session, the kinds of interactions that tend to take place between spiritual directors and people who seek guidance from them.
We rush from our house to our car, to traffic, to work. We arrive at work, we're barely there, boom, there's a meeting. And so spiritual direction starts with arriving, presence, often silence, perhaps music, some quiet prayer, attention to breathing. So often we are nearly hyperventilating. It's normal for a person to breathe 8 to 12 times in a minute. Most people are breathing about 20 times in a minute. So our breaths are short and shallow and actually elevate our anxiety levels. Attending to our full breath, filling our lungs completely, and then completely exhaling has the physiological impact of also settling us. It helps to slow our rapid heart rate and settle our nerves. When we are settled, we are then positioned to listen. It helps us quiet our racing minds and our rapid thoughts and to, for a moment, set aside that massive to-do list and all those things that we forgot to do and the worries about how we didn't do something yesterday and fretting about how are we going to possibly get something done tomorrow. And instead, to simply be present to right now, present to God, present to one another, present to the living Christ within ourselves and the person across from us. And then often it's whatever comes up. Is there a particular struggle or concern? Is there a great joy? Some new way in the past month that the individual has noticed God noticing them. New questions about not necessarily theology, but maybe all questions are about theology. How do we understand God? But also, how do we understand ourselves? What is our identity? And so sometimes that's explored. Oftentimes, in spiritual direction, I invite silence and someone starts talking whenever they're ready. And I might ask a few questions, but mostly they have the opportunity to out loud process whatever is important to them right then. And then I might invite them to notice what this looks like, what this signpost looks like on their whole road of life. And then we close. So perhaps a spiritual director seems like a mute. And I know that some of my directors feel almost frustrating because I ask them a question about, well, what do they think? And they reflect it back to me. Well, what do you think? But we all carry the truth within us. And so spiritual direction is about co-listening, co-discerning. Where is God? Where is the invitation? And most of all, where is the gift in whatever is happening? However great the joy, or however devastating the trauma.
Christians are often called to spiritual direction at times in their lives when they feel moved to explore their faith on a deeper level than they have previously experienced it. Not all people of faith choose this method of exploring their spiritual lives, of course. Understanding what spiritual direction involves, however, and what participants get out of the experience makes it available as a viable option when we feel called to dig deeper into what it means for us to be Christians. In the next segment, Michelle's going to tell us about times and situations in which Christians often feel called to spiritual direction.
When people hear about spiritual direction, there's simply a compulsion. Oh, this is mine. I need this. Other times, it sounds so new, even though it's ancient, that they aren't sure what it is or if it's really their gig. There are several times when people might start spiritual direction. One is when they come newly to faith, they're discovering that God really is present to them. And so it's a time of exploration. Another time, even though spiritual direction is not about problem solving, when we face new struggles, new difficulties, new challenges in our life, that can be an invitation to go deeper, to move to spiritual direction, to explore some new ways of being with God and with one another. In spiritual direction, in general, individuals are compensated not for the direction, but for their time. Different websites provide how much people have been trained. There are a vast number of training organizations these days in spiritual direction with different emphases. Some emphasize inner healing as well as spiritual direction. What that means is, I think we've all probably experienced times when God does not seem near, but seems very distant. Sometimes that's our own noticing, but sometimes it's because we have some unprocessed wound, some place in our life that needs attention. Oftentimes in spiritual direction, someone will be having a particular question or tipping point, a struggle. And so most of us have read a vast number of books on spiritual direction. And so we might invite them to consider reading a book, contemplating a passage. There's a practice called Lectio Divina, which is about a contemplative reading of a scriptural passage. That might be an invitation to practice during the interim between meetings with a spiritual director. And so invitations and homework can be those ways. Folks are generally remunerated, it depends on where you are, by check or by cash. Some people have 501c3s or operate out of a church, so a donation is made to the church, they're remunerated through the church. In general, I would say payment is about $50 for an hour. That's a gross generalization, and it really depends on where you are. Spiritual direction is generally that time period, and it's a very specific relationship. So though I receive texts, emails, occasionally phone calls from people with whom I sit in direction, it sounds funny, but we aren't friends. Because a friendship is a different type of relationship than spiritual direction. When I sit with someone in direction, I really carry them in my heart between encounters. And I don't share my story because it's about them.
If you're interested in learning more about spiritual direction, visit the Spiritual Directors International website at sdicompanions.org. That's S as in spiritual, D as in directors, international. That's the end of our time with Michelle today. If you are interested in learning more about her work, visit the Trinity Episcopal Church Newark, Ohio website. If you're interested in learning more about contemplative activities and practices, check out our Church Next courses, Praying in Color with Sybil Macbeth, Developing a Rule of Life with Hilary Raining, and With Gladness, 5 Weeks of Holy Practices for Disciples with Christopher Martin. That's the end of today's podcast. Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more about us, go to churchnext.tv. We close with a collect for guidance from the Book of Common Prayer. Heavenly Father, in you we live and move and have our being. We humbly pray you so to guide and govern us by your Holy Spirit, that in all the cares and occupations of our life, we may not forget you, but may remember that we are ever walking in your sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.